basically went to Princeton. So what we do, we would take the plastic, and the surface of cardboard, and put that plastic up there, and then you're ready to staple it into the wood.
Do you get your recorder on read? Did you get your recorder?
Push the red button on.
Can we do that? Yep, it's on.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll call to order the November 18th, 2025, meeting of the Planning and Zoning Committee of Wales, Utah. Lee's taking the role.
Got it.
Everybody's present, but Ron Garf. So let's review the minutes, get a chance to look at it, there aren't many. Lee will read them.
Wales Town Planning and Zoning Committee meeting, 21 October 2025, held at the Wales Town Hall. The meeting commenced at 7 p.m. Roll call. Committee members present: Dee Bowers, Lee Fox, Reed Hall, Ron Garf, Ron Lamb, and Austin Shepherd. Citizens present: Dave Larson. Minutes. Committee Secretary Lee Fox read the minutes for the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting held on 16 September 2025. Dee Bowers made the motion to approve the minutes as read. His motion was seconded by Austin Shepherd and then passed with a unanimous vote in favor by those present. No petitions and communications. Business committee training. The committee was to review the preliminary subdivision application instructions and checklist from the new town development code. Several of the committee members did not have the documents in their current planning and zoning book. Committee secretary was assigned to obtain and distribute code books for each committee member at the November Planning and Zoning Committee meeting. Adjourn. The motion to adjourn was made by Ron Garf, seconded by Reed Hall with a unanimous vote in favor. Meeting adjourned at 7:24 p.m.
You had a chance to hear the minutes, look them over. Are there any corrections, additions that you want to make? If not, then I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as read. Austin Shepherd makes the motion to accept the minutes as read, needs a second. Bill Ospowers seconds it. All those in favor? Aye. Okay. On the agenda tonight, I'll sign this before we forget.
Hey, Ron. Really good to have the whole game here.
How's it going? That's good.
A chance to look over the agenda. There are only one or two items on the agenda tonight. You shouldn't be here too long. Petitions and communications. James Roberts has brought an application to add an awning construction on the front of this building. On here, we've got the copy here of the stuff that he brought in, and then Lee Fox to amend the building permit application issued in October for the shed construction. Those are the two items of business petitions. Yep. Okay, so you're gonna look at James's stuff. I think it'd be easier if we just got it. We only have one copy of it. So if we just kind of...
And he never did an application either, did he?
I don't think
no,
so.
Town
council's requesting to have a roof built to cover and protect the front of the town hall. It's not necessarily what I would think of as an awning. I could be wrong. Awning is fabric, right?
Well, yeah, it's not a cloth awning. It's a structural...
It's a porch.
Roof cover.
Porch. Yeah, so there's... copy of the plan, but we don't have an application.
No, I'll have to get him to fill one out.
Per se on that stuff, but you can look it over and see if there's any concerns that you have. Well, we can't approve it without the application anyway, can we?
We could vote on it, but there's some other problems here.
I think so too.
They proposed to build a 30-foot by 10-foot 8-inch. 10-foot 8-inch is going that way, 30 feet across the front. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't comply with any setback ordinances that I could find. If it's not in the book, I looked everywhere trying to find something that would allow that to go in there, but it doesn't meet any of the requirements for setbacks. So what we'd probably have to do is have them fill out a conditional use permit and go through that process. If it's not in the book, and we can't just check the box and say, yeah, you met the requirement that the book says it's approved. If we can't do that, then we have to go through the conditional use thing and make up our own rules in that, have a public hearing, and then turn it over to the town council, and they can approve it, whatever
we
recommend.
We'd have to explain.
Yeah, whatever we recommend.
Because I'm sure if they just cover the sidewalk.
Oh yeah, it goes clear out to the where the pavement is,
So it might encroach on that.
I don't know exactly where the property line is. We'll have to look at that. We'll have to verify it. We'll have to go out there and measure and try to establish where the property line is, and then see where they're sitting. But
do you have any? If we're going to take it back to them and ask for clarifications, do any of you have questions that we could just list on here for them and say these are, what our concerns are, if we have concerns?
Yeah, one question, and I'm not sure if I'm not reading that right. I'm not seeing a height for the front of it.
Yeah, I didn't see the height on it either.
Yeah.
It was 12 feet when it connected to the front of the building, but I'm not sure of the end height of the structure.
Yeah, I don't see any height on there either.
I think that'd be nice to clarify.
If you're going to put it on a public building, too.
What's that?
If you're going to put something on a public building, I'm kind of thinking that you might not want to do a pencil sketch. I don't know.
You might not want to do what?
A pencil sketch.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I'm kind of thinking this is kind of a rough draft, but that would be fine. So if we have questions, so make sure that we need to know what the height is. Lee, what was your concern on it to easement?
Well, there's nothing in the code that would allow us to check a box and say, yeah, they comply, it's approved.
Right.
So
I'm thinking is we'll just list some concerns right here.
Yeah.
That they will send it back.
So I would say we'll give them this conditional use application. They can fill that out and...
Shouldn't they be submitting some kind of plans of how it goes? Engineering plans?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Instead of a pencil sketch, right? I would think. So.
Here, pass that down. They can look at it. They gave us two copies, but
I sent one to the office, and that was it. I thought it was going in.
It's so light that you can't see it.
Oh, yeah, I did send it back. Yeah, you got it. Application for conditional use, right?
Yeah, there it is, right there. Then we can sort it out and get together with them and work out something.
Ron's I think it's a good point, Ron, that you made.
Snow load, there's got to be something. You have to put a snow and then all of a sudden that collapses on somebody.
You have a slow point or something like that. I'd rather have it engineered a little bit, even though it's going to cost them, but still.
Where the pillars go right out to where you park.
Yeah.
Right up, that's the street, somebody plow into that, the whole thing come down.
Right. I don't know. I understand why they want to do it.
Yeah.
What about there's that? About rain gutters. I mean, if it goes right there, you're gonna have ice all along.
Yeah, there's some major problems with this project.
You don't want that, because that'll be a loss.
Yeah. Nice. And you all want to come in here to our meeting and be skating right on into the door.
They might have to just go for a metal and canvas awning type thing out there. That's attached to the building.
An awning It's in my mind, an awning is something that rolls out and rolls back, right? Yeah. This is a porch.
Yeah, there's a porch.
So let's see. So we're concerned about rain gutters and water. What would egress, degress?
Well, there's some safety issues with having those pillars right there.
Yeah.
Where you on the street line is basically what it is. Somebody plow into that and the whole thing comes down.
Whether they're posts, wood or metal.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Looks like they're going to have wood and metal. I don't know.
Well, the posts are 6x6. Yeah. 6x6 wood post. Lean J-bolt anchors. That's not enough either.
Aluminum ceiling.
So they'll put a footer here. Aluminum ceiling and fascia.
And then steel roofing.
Steel roofing. With the sheeting on that stuff, that's, you know, whatever. It depends on the pitch.
Oh, OSB and then steel on top of it.
Yeah. Kind of depends on the pitch. Or
12 by 3 pitch.
So yeah, these are things that should be included on when they actually do the application.
Yeah, there's a setback problem, and that also leads to a safety problem. Yeah.
Setbacks, not easements. I always mix those up.
I think the safety problem is probably one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want me to write on it? And we agreed we'll send it back to them. Written down here, setback concerns should be addressed. Application for conditional use needs to be filled out. We'd prefer an engineered plan. We have concerns about the rain gutter and the water runoff. I can't remember if it's egress or egress. Because they'll have to put it out someplace. Our concern about a safety issue with the posts, which goes back to the setback.
This main road, is this 99 feet like the rest?
Boy, I don't know. It should, well, I don't know. It should be. I think it, on the map it indicates it's the same.
Neil measured that for the, she wants to build a pond garage out on it. And he made it from the center of the road, and I told him, I said, well, I think it's 99 feet like the rest, but I'm not sure. So.
Yeah.
But he measured it up there.
That's from fence to fence, right?
Yeah.
We'll have to do some work on that and line it up with the block. See where it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Fence.
Right. It should be, and that one should be, but doesn't mean they are. And that, you know, that's always an issue throughout town, because the width of the roads are not all uniform. They are in the major footprint of the town, but when you get out on the north side, like on my street, it's not 99 feet.
Yeah, there's two streets, your street and Second West,
right,
that are all jumbled up.
Yeah.
And if you look at the rest of town, there's a plat and it depicts all the roads. They're all uniform.
But
Second West isn't, and your street isn't.
Right, those aren't, and then the south one's not. The south one in town's not, because it jogs, it does Nephi.
Yeah.
Because I think the property lines are all screwed up. All the way down to the county line, because the fence is jogged all the time.
And the road on the east side of town is questionable if it's even in the town.
It's not even the city.
So I don't know.
Okay, so I put a line measurement, that'll be up to D.
We'll go out there and take it. I'll help you.
Okay. Rain gutter safety issues, opposed. Anything else? I don't want to tell them, like,
I'll put it all in the minutes.
This is what we're concerned about.
I'll list
about.
It in the minutes.
You're going to send that back to them?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Okay, I got an amendment.
Next item, just leave go ahead.
Sorry, jumping the gun. I got an amendment on my, in September I had that permit approved for that shed. Mm-hmm. It was 8x12. When I got to framing up the pad, 8x12 just wasn't big enough. So I wanted to make it 1 foot wider, make it 9, and 4 feet longer. Okay? Everything else is the same.
Do your application, you said.
I brought my whole file here. Everything's the same.
You were waiting for me to say it.
I just changed the size. Everything else, it doesn't affect the setbacks because
right.
I, from the fence where it's 20 feet away from the fence,
you're gonna add it
I added right. the other way. So the setback on that side's the same. So here is the, this is the original thing here. Yeah, that's the... Just to remind you what we were doing, that was the shed there.
So instead of 12 by 8, we'll go 9 this way?
Yeah, 9 instead of 8, and then 16 instead of 12. That takes it from 96 square feet to 144 square feet.
Questions for the contractor?
What was that?
Let's see if they had any questions for the contractor.
Oh, the contractor, yeah. That would be me and my son-in-law. I sit there and they do all the work. I don't do anything anymore.
Okay, yeah. If there are no concerns.
No concerns.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the amendment.
Okay.
On the building permit.
Make a motion.
Ron Garf makes the motion.
Ron Garf.
We need a second.
I'll second.
Reed seconds it.
D?
Reed.
Oh, Reed.
Sorry.
Should have known that. Ron Garf and Reed all always vote together.
All those in favor of passing the amendment, say aye, aye. Passes unanimously.
Sounds good, thank you.
Okay. Next item is business, the individual copies of the new subdivision development code.
Okay, we made some index tabs in there. And divided it up.
Very professional.
So it's got the code, the preliminary phase, the final phase, and then on the minor subdivision, it's got the preliminary and final. So you just turn to those. I would, I know as we go forward, we'll review some of this stuff, but when you're not doing anything and you're bored at home, I mean, really, when you're really bored at home, pull it out, would you? And
you
just take a section and read through it because,
you should read it. Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, here in the near future, some developers are going to come in. They're going to want to go through that step by step, and we have to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's pretty straightforward. It seems a little overboard when you first read it, but after you go through it a couple times, it makes sense, and it actually streamlines everything. It should help a lot.
Right, and I had seen this version, but I just didn't have a copy. Was all.
Well, you know,
this will be good, man.
If you're like me, I get all my codes stuck in there and they all look the same. That's why I put mine in a book to begin with because I could never find it when I wanted it and differentiate from it and the rest of the stuff. So
this will be good. This looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. The new clerk, McMillan, what's his first name?
Doug.
Yeah, Doug. He printed these up for us. I gave him mine and he just copied mine and made you guys one. And then he got the dividers for us and printed those all up for us too. So did a nice job on
that.
Yeah. If you happen to see him around, give him a thanks for doing that for
time. I don't believe if I saw him.
Yeah. Well, you'll see him. He's been in here quite a bit. He's here almost every day.
Yeah, I'll have to come in and introduce myself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Kevin's been helping.
He's over there in that one house that he has the two handicapped kids.
Which house? Do you live? Oh, down
the log. That used to.
Old.
St.
Brower's old house.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah, that one. He has the two handicapped.
He's got some special
girls.
Needs kids.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I don't think I've ever met him.
They're older kids. They're a bit.
Okay, I haven't met them. Yeah, I appreciate you doing that. It looks good. I've got all that stuff in another folder.
Now, when Reed loses his, and he comes in and
Reed
sees, and when he sees yours on the table, I suggest that you put your name down here like I did on mine, so that no one walks away with the wrong one.
Come on, Ellie. I won't lose.
Okay.
I might. Okay. Any other business?
In other words, mothers, hide your children when Reed's around, okay?
Yeah. Don't include those in the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, if there isn't anything else, are there any issues that need to come up before us? Did you notice questions that you have? Okay, if that's the case, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Who's making the motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Ron.
Ron Gard. And of course,
Dennis Reed.
Of course, Reed would.
No, I'm not. Reed. I
already.
You better do it because I'm not going to do it.
I think we're adjourned. I don't think you need a motion to adjourn. We're adjourned. Lee is once again.
Oh yeah, we
made the perfect meeting.
We got a little dessert here tonight.
Oh, all right.
So.